I've recently bought myself some thermals, and by golly, they are the best thing I've ever invested money in.
Like, thermal trousers?
Trousers and top.
Yeah, they're fucking amazing.
They're super soft, super comfy.
Hi, I'm John, a consummate professional and not at all a robot.
Hi, I'm John, and I'm young, scrappy and hungry.
And I'm not John, and this is Would John Rather, a podcast where we ask each other questions, mostly involving John's Would You Rather are the theme. That was some impeccable English, so we're not going to dick around and we're going to jump right to it.
Okay, my first question is, would you rather lose an eye or all of your teeth?
All of my teeth.
Why because?
Why because? Because I'll just get some fake teeth put in. You can't have a fake eye put in. And that's all your depth perception gone.
You can have and fake I know eyes. Before that's the point.
Yeah, but not. You can't see out of them.
You can't eat toffees with dentures.
I can't eat toffee now.
Oh.
I have very bad teeth.
It might actually be beneficial to you then to lose your teeth so you could have some nice dentures that... indestructible.
Yeah, I would. If I won the lottery, the first thing I would do is I would get all my teeth ripped out and get them replaced and just start again. If it's not like I can do anything with my eye,
I just call you out
if it's gone.
Start again with milk teeth.
You said the first thing you were going to do is hire a private investigator to look at my search history, and now the first thing you're going to do is to get your teeth done. Come on, which is it going to be?
Because I've been thinking about it, and with better teeth, I can have better diction of explaining to the PI exactly what it is I want him to look for. Because that was a flaw in my plan. I didn't want him to accidentally be looking for the wrong thing and miss something. I need him to be proper sifting through.
Okay, well, as long as you've thought about it.
And just before you even start, I don't really see the benefit to having an eye patch. Having an eye patch doesn't make you a pirate.
It makes you look cool as fuck, though.
It does make you look cool as fuck, but so would having diamond teeth.
Diamond teeth are a lot more expensive than an eye patch.
They are.
So your cool to cost ratio is way out.
But is diamond teeth more expensive than losing sight and depth perception?
Well, I've got thought of two replacements for my eye. Well, three, I guess, if you count the eye patch, because you could just leave it as a gaping hole and then occasionally lift up your eye patch to scare people.
You'd probably have to stuff it with gauze or something, because that's just a big open wound.
Yeah, something like that. The second option would be bionic eye, so I could shoot laser beams or something out of it.
They're not real.
Well, they might be. By the time I lose my eye, they might have been invented. I haven't looked into it a lot. My third option...
Well, of course you can't. You've only got one eye.
The third option...
I was going to say, if we're going budget-friendly and Matt's not allowed his diamond teeth, you could just put a laser pen in there. They're like £3 from the guys off the corner streets in like London, aren't they?
Wait, are you saying he could replace his eye with a laser pen, or I could replace my teeth with multiple laser pens?
Pick your poison. How wide can you open your mouth? / how small can you get a laser pen?
I tell you, if all of my teeth were replaced with different types of laser pen, when Jakari first played sold out the Astoria, they probably would have made a bit more money than they did if they just hired me.
What on your disco blowjob powers?
Disco blowjob powers? Oh my god! I'd start off with laser pens, I'd give disco blowjobs, and within a week I could afford diamond teeth. And do you know what I'd do within those diamond teeth? I'd have mini laser pens, so then it came out like a disco ball.
What, actual teeth made of diamonds, not like a rapper's grill where they're just studded with diamonds? Each incisor is a whole carrot.
They'd rename the cut, because obviously you've got the different cuts of gemstones. They'd have to name a whole new cut of my teeth style, and they'd name it after me.
The other option I'd go for would obviously be a glass eye. That's the obvious thing that people put in. And
what, like a pint? Or a champagne flute? Or a brandy snifter? What would you go for?
Window pane. Pilkington K glass. Boom. Triple glazing.
And then I would...
Oh, you could get one of those little... What are they called? Not Astorias, But you know, you get the micro domes that are their own micro habitat. A really small one of them, and put a little bit of moss and soil and water in, and just watch this whole like ecosystem grow in your eye. That'd be fucking amazing. If that's what you're about to say, then I'll step down on this argument.
The point is, he can't look at his biodome inside of his own head because he doesn't have the eye. So you have to spend.
No, but everyone else could.
Spend ages looking at the mirror.
It doesn't actually particularly matter what sort of glass eye I have. For what I was about to say, I would sit in the pub with my glass of whiskey and or a beer, doesn't particularly matter what my drink is, as long as I was sat alone in a chair with a glass eye, and people just every now and again, when I'm feeling a bit bored, just take out my eye and stick it in my drink and freak people out.
It would just sink.
Yeah, but then you like offer people, you just like freak people out, just go. Challenge them to a duel and then take your eye out.
Sorry, after I said it would just sink, you said like one word and then it went silent for 2 seconds. Oh. I'm pretty sure you were talking. Sorry.
So, I don't remember what I said. Something about taking my eye out, putting it in my drink, scaring people, challenging them to a duel, and then ripping my own eye out to show them how fearless I was. And then they'd back down from the dispute and say, our quandary is resolved.
Number one, I think you overestimate how many people know the word quandary. Number two, just because you've not mentioned it, which I thought was going to be a big flaw in your argument, but you are aware glass eyes aren't like round. They're almost like, you know, when you go to the museums and you put a penny in the machine and it flattens it into that shape. It's like a slightly curved one of them.
Depends on how much eye is missing, doesn't it?
Well, you said eye. If you said he was only missing a tenth of an eye, I assume you would have said that bit.
Since when do you become such an expert on optometry? Optometry prosthesis.
It's a hobby of mine. It's a hobby of mine.
No, it's not. Is that since you've given up getting blackout drunk on a work night?
No, I was always an optometrist. A big optometry enthusiast. I was just always too drunk to enunciate the fact that I was.
That's a lie, I've ever heard it. I might declare John the winner just from those ridiculous claims.
Right, how many times have you seen me sober?
In the last... when?
Decade.
In the last decade. Oh, that was when we were 20, so that means we're out of college. So I can't count any of the times that we're in college together. So that means from when you got your first flat onwards. So the 7 times?
7 times. Okay. And at what point in those 7 times in the last decade do you think it could have possibly come up that I have an interest in optometry? And bear in mind, I'll make the math easy for you. I've only been interested in optometry for the past 7 years. So once a year, when you've seen me sober, how likely is it, do you think, that we would have brought up the fact that I was interested in it? Bearing in mind, obviously, I've got a lot of interest. It's not my sole hobby.
You're the hobby being Pokemon.
One of my. I'm probably into optometry more than I am Pokemon, actually. I haven't completed the last 2 games.
But you've got 2 complete eyeballs.
Exactly.
Okay. I might have to stand corrected.
I'll forgive you. Just don't question me and my optometry belief system ever again.
Are we going to get into the point of rods and cones, or am I declaring you the winner for your disco blowjobs?
I don't know. I just call them as I see them.
Rods and cones.
Exactly.
Back of the eye. Light levels.
Retinas.
Are you just saying words?
No, I'm trying to get Matt to tell me more about them, because I know about them because I had to study the eye for part of my aircrafty shit.
Really?
See.
Yeah, human factors. I need to know like what can damage your eye and what could be limiting factors on people's ability to work, as well as circadian rhythms, sleep cycles, and possible damage to the ear and how the ear works, and how when you're dizzy when you're drunk, it's not because the alcohol's gone to your brain, it's because the alcohol has diluted the solution in your inner ear, which affects your equilibrium. So the alcohol dilutes the syrupy stuff in your ears to gauge your own balance. So all the fluid in there sloshes around more than it would. So you overcompensate, and that's why you have terrible balance when you're drunk.
You'd have to have looked at as well how the altitude affects the fluid in your eye and how that affects your eyesight.
It does. Between 8 and 10,000 people, it can severely affect your night vision.
Exactly. And as somebody that obviously is sight impaired, surely you envy being, you know, not disabled. I don't think sight can... I don't know at what point on the spectrum it becomes a disability. That's more disability awareness than it is optometry awareness. But you're a man of fairly healthy teeth, but I'm sure if they were swapped to veneers or porcelain or diamonds, then you'd probably be exactly the same. But I'm sure you've lived in envy of a long time of people with perfect vision.
Not really. The amount of times I've been doing stupid things and machinery, like... bits of stuff like flicked up in my face, and I've gone, thank God I was wearing my glasses. I could have had an eye out with that.
I also want to have a glass eye so that I can keep people in business. I reckon there's a lost, you know, since modern day glass eyes aren't really made of glass, I think there must be a dying trade of the original glass eye makers. And it's nice to support an independent business trade, that sort of thing. I want a genuine glass eye that if it fell out, it'd smash.
That sounds impractical. And as much as I commend you for sourcing local, if Matt was going to get a whole set of dentures made, he'd keep someone employed for 32 one-off ventures.
They wouldn't be blood diamonds either.
He's going to some mass-produced shit. He's ordering them off Amazon. They come in a big warehouse shipped by people working in the gig economy on Google.
Sorry, I'm going to order some mass-produced, specifically designed with a brand new cut diamonds off of Amazon.
Yeah, it's old news.
A cut that's never... It's not like you just go into Amazon and you go, yeah, just change my billing, change my delivery address, invent something completely new that I want.
Send my dental x-rays in.
I don't know. You can't order a pair of trousers off Amazon but go, oh, by the way, I need four legs and a tail hole. You can't just customise it beyond belief. I'd need to go to a specialist for that shit.
Matt wins.
Oh. Woo! What?
I think you lost it when you started talking about eye lasers.
That was near the beginning.
Matt took your eye lasers and ran with it. He embraced the chaos.
Ooh, I could get chaos emerald teeth.
Sonic's broke, he sold them already. He sold them to Nintendo to spare him.
Oh, I'm really happy with that. Thank you very much.
You earned it, well done.
Thank you. If you disagree, or you'd like to talk about other things that you could get your eye or teeth replaced with, I would like to correct myself, because listening back on the last few weeks, I've been giving out the wrong Twitter again. I go in a habit, there's a cycle of this. It's wouldjrather, @wouldjrather, that you can tweet at us. I'm going to assume that's why I've not received any tweets recently, and not because our fan base isn't very big, but thank you from the bottom of my heart, anybody that is listening. It really does mean a lot. A lot of work goes into this, from my end anyway. The Johns do some prep as well. Johns, have you got any Twitter things you'd like to share? Or Instagrams as well?
I have an Instagram. It's John Would Rather. It's J-O-N Would Rather. You can get me on Instagram, you can get me on Twitter. If you like to sit in bushes and like stare through windows and stuff, you could probably find me on Facebook as well if you're really trying hard enough. But remember, it's J-O-N, no H's, because just don't like them today. Plain and simple, just don't like them.
This week only, if you direct message me on Twitter, I will send you a direct link to J-O-N's Facebook.
No. That's not what we do.
Hashtag facts.
You can contact me by walkie-talkie. I'll be on Channel 4. Only on Tuesday, though.
Is that Channel 4 because you're a liberal?
Right.
So yeah. Was that a logo?
No, I mean...
When you say on Tuesday, do you mean from midnight to midnight?
No, just working hours.
Well, I mean... It's 2018, so working hours is different for everyone. We don't live in a 9-to-5 society anymore, so could you be a bit more specific?
9-to-5.
Oh, okay. Good. I'm glad we cleared that up. John is offended by liberals. He's still using a walkie-talkie and he works 9-to-5. He's firmly living in the 80s.
This could lead actually nicely into my next would you rather question. Guys, would you rather live your life as a hipster or an Amish person?
Amish person.
I was just, what's the difference? The only difference is the Amish people don't use Instagram. So, damn, you've already picked Amish. Fuck. Okay, off to a bad start. I'd definitely rather be a hipster.
Why? Because?
Music.
Well, are you gonna say, oh, you know, I really love Constipation's new album. Have you heard it? No, you haven't, because it hasn't come out yet.
It's still music. Hipsters obviously like being hipsters. It's the life that they've chosen. Probably a lot of people are born into Amish. They do get the, what is it called, Rumspringer, where they get the choice to leave the community, which is a bit weighted because you can leave the community for a year, experience everything the modern world has to offer. But if you don't decide to go back, you can never go back. So it's like, do I like drinking and partying and technology, or do I love everybody that I've just spent the last 18 years of my life
and churning butter?
I'd choose technology and drinking and partying personally, but it's quite a lot, especially when you think back. They do that, it's 18, isn't it? It's 18, might be 21. Either way, I know we thought we were old at that age, but we were still very young, and it's a very scary world. And to go out there by yourself and to do it, it's a lot. And you're almost being bribed to come back. There's not many that actually end up staying in modern society because it's too difficult for them to fully adapt to it, and they miss their family and their friends, and they can't bear not, you know, seeing them again. Whereas as a hipster, I'm completely oblivious to how much of a cunt I am.
Whereas the Amish are all pacifists and conscientious objectors. They avoid violence and conflict and stay away from people being a dick.
I mean, so do hipsters, but that's mostly because most of them are vegan and they don't have that much body mass that if they got into any sort of conflict, they'd be able to do much about it.
Yeah,
there's only so far that almond milk will get you.
They're the wrong sort of vegan, though. They're the kind of vegans that go, oh yeah, I'm not going to eat meat, but, you know, I'll eat this soya that had to have the rainforest destroyed to produce it. Whereas, you know, the Amish, they grow their own crops, so no orangutans were harmed in the making of this Amish.
I mean, you don't have any standfast proof that Amish people have never once
killed an orangutan
and quartered an orangutan. Yeah, you've got no proof.
Well, likewise,
Amish people from Middlesbrough, so that's a firm bet, I reckon.
Well, okay, I'll retract that statement, but I'm just saying that I'm still suspicious that there is at least one Amish person that's harmed an orangutan at some point.
Also, Amish people don't believe in divorce, and neither do I.
Oh, you don't. You can't not believe in divorce. It exists.
No, I don't believe in it.
Like 11/20 of every marriage end in it.
Yeah, I'm not saying I don't believe it exists. I'm saying I don't believe in it morally.
It's how our monarchy and the modern religious system works is based on divorce. You can't just say that it doesn't exist.
I'm not saying it doesn't exist.
Focus up. This isn't the main issue. And next week I will be introducing a veganism square box for Matthew.
Damn. Can I just quickly, before you guys, it's next week, I recently discovered, I can't remember if I mentioned this before, but I've recently discovered an addition in case I have. So avocados, amongst other fruit and veg, aren't vegan because they use farmed bees and insects to cross-pollinate, and the whole rule of veganism is not exploiting animals for their produce, so therefore avocados aren't vegan. And I also found out that I can't remember the name of the official organization, which will undermine my argument slightly, but basically whoever classifies the food, honey is classified under meat because there's not a proper section for it anywhere else. So technically, by the government, honey is classed as meat. So, I mean, there's a big argument as to whether honey is vegan or not, because I looked it up the other day. But, so definitely honey and avocados. There is quite a few other fruits and vegetables as well. aren't
vegan. Do you
vegan?
Know how much it would cost if you're going to pay a bee minimum wage to make a jar of honey?
A lot.
400,000 quid.
Yeah.
It's so much money. And anyway, I thought honey would be like insect dairy rather than meat. So it's a product of that animal, not of that animal's flesh.
Yes.
It's like insect cheese, isn't it?
but there we go. But honey is a type of dairy. Milk is dairy. And cheese is a kind of meat. A tasty yellow treat. Anyway, that's by the by. So, hipsters. Music, that was my original point. Wow, full circle, we got there. You'd only be able to listen to what Amish music was made in your village.
Yeah.
And surely it's going to get quite boring. Like, I occasionally, well, I don't actually. I was going to say I get bored of music occasionally, and I've got Spotify, and I can listen to anything whenever I want it. But that's not true. But there's all the music in the world that I can listen to, and I don't have to wait for Hillbilly Greg to write something new on his harmonica, which has three strings. I meant to say harp, and I am aware that harmonicas don't have strings.
I think I'm already partially Amish already, because I think I already put the good of the community ahead of my own needs, and I think that's central to being Amish.
That's true. It's
How?
All about the community.
It's all about the community.
How do you put the community first?
Oh, you know, I'm always thinking of them.
That's not putting the community first. That's trying to ignore white guilt.
Sometimes I go out and patrol the streets like a Bobby on the beat, but without being paid. And if I see people doing crime, I do a citizen's arrest. That's for the good of the community.
When's the last time you performed a citizen's arrest?
Well, I haven't seen anyone commit crime yet, so...
You've not seen anyone committing crime in London?
No, not once.
Not once. No.
Statistically, someone's being stabbed right now, John.
Yeah, statistically, but I'm not sure about that.
But instead of being out patrolling, he decided that he wanted to stay inside
and produce a podcast for the community.
Not for the community.
Well, it's not for my benefit.
Fair point. He's got me there. Hipsters are good at making coffee.
Don't like coffee.
A coffee that you drink out of an avocado.
Hipsters are good at making... To be fair, hipsters are the reason that we've got craft beer.
I was drinking decent beer before I knew what a hipster was.
I reckon.
Yeah, but in Huntington, a decent beer is going to the correct pub that's cleaned its lines within the last month, and you don't have to drink it out of a shoe.
Yeah. What do you define as a good beer?
Well, it depends on your palate. Well, this is information. So I've Googled hipster. FYI, just so you know. So I've Googled hipster definition, and the first thing that Google says is dictionary, and then it's got a search bar, and it says, enter a word, e.g. pie. that was their example of a word. Anyway, hipster, noun, informal. A person who follows the latest trends and fashions, especially those regarded as being outside the cultural mainstream. So they're just one step ahead, really, aren't they? They're not trendsetters, but they get into and out of the trends before everybody else.
Much like the Amish.
Not at all like the Amish.
No. The Amish are like the other end of hipsters. They're like, they still haven't cottoned on to electricity.
Yeah, but they're not use electricity.
They're outside of the mainstream, for sure.
That is true. That is true. It's, yeah, it's hipsters are kind of the other side of mainstream to us, because we tend to cotton on to the mainstream shortly after it's happened. I know it's not quite about being mainstream, but I know I'm getting old because I'm doing a presentation at work tomorrow, and on one of my pages I've included a meme, and I'm sure that's a sign of getting old when I'm trying to connect with my team by using internet culture.
That is a bit of look at me and please be gentle.
Oh, well, no, because I'm going to be telling them facts and putting them straight, and if they don't do as I say, then there will be trouble. Because I'm clearly a scary
hashtag
man.
Grumpy
guy. No, it was a very passive-aggressive meme that was very relevant to what it was I was talking about, and I happened to have seen it earlier on that day, so I was like, ah, I'm going to go and find that, and I'm going to put it in there. But anyway, I get where you're coming from with the Amish side. It's very wholesome. It's very family-oriented. It's very community-oriented. But hipsters, it's all about being with the times. And if you're not with the times, then you're way back when. Imagine if people hadn't got on board with, you know, computer technology. If you don't know how to use a computer these days, then you're not long for this world.
But I feel like in many ways the Amish would be advanced and know a lot more about what they're doing, because they just limit the number of things that they do. I think the problem with modern culture is we're all trying to be good at too many things, like computers. I mean, no one's ever going to be the best at computers. It's too hard. Why don't you just stick to what you know, which is ploughing? Be the best fucking plower out there. And anybody comes up and goes, do you know, my potatoes aren't doing that well. You go, fuck it, son. I'll sort you out.
My problem with the Amish is twofold. My problem with the Amish is all to do with modern medicine. You only get two types of Amish people. It's, oh no, I'm very ill. I can't use modern medicine because it's against what I believe in, and they die. Or, oh no, I'm very ill. I'm going to use modern medicine even though it's against what I believe in. And they're not sticking to their guns, and therefore they've gone against everything they believe in, and I have no respect for them. So
here's a question, right? If you're going to be ahead of the trends, what trend do you think you'd cut on to before it was really big? What's the next big thing?
I said 3 years ago that dungarees were coming back into fashion, and they did. It was literally a stab in the dark, but it happened.
Were you blazing that trail?
No.
Mm. So you,
because I'm not cool. I'm not cool enough to be a hipster. I'm not cool. To be fair, that is in the Venn diagram of hipsters and Amish. Dungarees is the only overlap.
and that's at the moment. Dungarees could be out in 20 minutes. Jacobean Rush could be in, which is a Mighty Boosh Tundra reference there.
I know. There's it's difficult to know, because I don't know what the next trend would be. If I did, then I'd probably be quite a rich man. But I don't know. Well, they've been recently. There was fidget spinners, and there was those silly elastic bands that you made into bracelets. And oh my god, before that it was pogs. I don't know. When was collar a fad?
I don't know, but the Amish came at that quite strong.
Did they? Are the Amish just what's left of cholera? Are they the ones that survived, and then there was a new species of human that evolved past it?
Just immune. If we don't embrace none of that technology, we'll still be fine. I don't know.
I mean,
I'm leaning towards the Amish. I didn't think I would, but I'm starting to lean. Can you bring me back to the side of the hipster? Is there anything left for me?
Can't get a tattoo if you're Amish.
Too late. I've already got one.
Well, then you can't be Amish.
Amish wear trousers all the time. They're not allowed to flaunt their bodies. I just wear trousers. It's fine.
So you have a secret tattoo?
Shh, don't tell the clan members. Clan members? It's too late. Don't tell the elders.
Don't tell the clan members.
Sorry,
I think you're getting confused with what an Amish person is.
Sorry, I just had Rolling Hills, Southern States and Pickup Trunks in my head. Yeah, don't tell the elders about my tattoo.
You've asked a question that's like an exaggerated, would you rather live in medieval times or Futurama? That's all you've really asked.
I mean, I don't mind if I lose, because I've thought of a pun for when I do lose.
Well, I was going to say, I was going to vote you the winner because it sounds a lot more wholesome, and it sounds a lot less stressful than trying to be ahead of the Venn diagram, ahead of the curve. Because what happens if you hedge your bets on...
just ahead of some sort of geometry.
Yeah, what if you thought, like, Pythagoras was going to be the next big thing, and you started walking around with loads of right-angle triangles, and then everyone goes, no, ovals are in.
Yeah, it's a big risk. It's like investing, you know. You might actually lose all of the capital that you started with.
Are the Amish allowed to use any sort of contraception or prophylactics? Because if not, then it makes me wonder why they aren't even more overrun than, like...
They did...
people from Chatteris or, insert your local town you take the piss out of here where it's rampant with teenage pregnancies.
They do generally have a lot of children.
I know, but surely there should be an exponential increase in Amish. I don't know what the plural or the correct term for discussing a group of Amish people is. Either way, everything we've said is probably incorrect and offensive. They'll never hear this, so fuck it.
I'm going to go with herd.
A herd of Amish.
Sounds right, doesn't it?
No, not a herd. A crop.
Oh. Amish win, and by proxy, so does John.
Way!
Right.
Now I don't get, now like I to, don't get to say a swing and Amish.
Is it too late to change my mind?
Yes.
Right. I didn't think it was going to be a fight to the death. Quick Google. The greatest concentration of Amish homes and adjoining counties are northeast Ohio, about 78 miles south of Cleveland. There's also a lot in Indiana, Lancaster County, and Pennsylvania.
So, in America.
I think Pennsylvania is where they originally went.
Well, because you get Pennsylvania Dutch people.
Yeah, and the Pennsylvanian Pittsburgh-y language is all mixed up with Polish and Dutch. It's a horrific accent, and it's voted like the ugliest one. Very much like how we'd look down on the Geordies. That's what most America do.
No. We would look at the Brummies.
Oh, no, the Brummies just sound sad. I won the lottery today. Right happy I am.
Just bend me over that dumpster and fuck me harder.
Whereas if a canny bloke walked in and said, why I am here to do your brain surgery, you'd be like, no, go back to Biker Grove.
Would you? I mean, it's very judgmental.
I know, it's not correct of me, but if I had a proper thick Geordie accent and burst through a door and tell me they were going to have a rummage around inside my skull, I'd run away.
Fair enough.
Right. As it's coming up to Christmas, would you rather be friends with Santa or the Easter Bunny?
Easter Bunny. I realise I do this, I shout out my answer and then quickly try and form an argument. And I hope the other person's going to speak, but it feels like you've cottoned on to it because neither of you ever say anything.
That's because there's a lot of silence between when me and John answer, or we do a proper knee-jerk reaction and we know exactly why and how we're going to attack the problem.
Okay, well, fine. Because animal.
Anthropomorphic.
Sounds, yes, thank you, more interesting to meet than basically what's just a fat bloke with a beard. I mean, plenty of fat blokes with beards.
How many of them give you presents?
How many giant rabbits give me chocolate? More importantly, I want to ask the Easter Bunny where the eggs came from. Like, he's a bunny. He's a mammal. He gives live birth. Is he some sort of platypus hybrid? Did he make love to a snake? What's going on?
I love the fact you went with snake, not chicken, straight away.
Mm-hmm. And also, it just feels like Father Christmas jumped on the bandwagon of Jesus for profit, whereas the Easter Bunny is doing memorial of the death of a heroic historical figure, a factual historical figure. Whereas Santa to me is just, you know, you get the people that sell knockoff t-shirts outside gigs after the fact just for a bit of quick cash. That just seems to be that all he's doing.
You're forgetting that Santa is Saint Nicholas and he's was actually real rather than the Easter Bunny that's not.
I need hard proof.
Well,
there are many that would argue that Jesus isn't real, John. However,
if he's not real, then why are there so many shrines?
Plenty of shrines to the Easter Bunny.
No, that's just the Cadbury stand on the local supermarket.
What's your definition of a shrine?
It's got to be made of stone.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you can have jade shrines.
Jade.
They used to have a lot of jade.
I'd let jade be part of stone.
No, it's a mineral.
Well, I'm not being that prescriptive.
To call the Easter Bunny not real is to cast shadow of doubt over all religious figures. Is that something you really want to do on a public forum?
Cast a doubt on all historical figures.
Religious figures, I said.
I'm not casting doubt on anyone. I'm saying that St. Nicholas, aka Santa Claus, is real.
And so's the Easter Bunny.
Thank you for making this podcast friendly to my three-year-old who believes in both. But if we're going to make this 100% PG-13, then we have to stop dropping the F-bomb. Or are we going to get down to it and we're going to have to fight to the death to see who's actually going to have the better argument?
Oh, fuck it.
You just did that for attention.
I'm not religious in the slightest. I really wish I was. It's a belief system, and unfortunately, I don't have the belief. But the amount of pressure that Santa puts on us, if Christmas is just too much. Right, ladies and gents that do listen to this, strap the fuck in, because you're about to listen to a month of me bitching and whinging about Christmas. It is a bullshit holiday that forces you to spend money you don't have on things you don't need for people you don't particularly like. It puts pressure on parents to spend money that they can't afford and potentially spend the next year paying off, or the year prior saving up for, to buy you the shit that you don't care about, that you'll just put in your cupboard and never see again. For that 10 minutes of happiness that you see on your face, is it worth it? No. Otherwise, all the bosses in all the land would be giving out 5p pay increases and praise all the time. Does that happen? No. It's a con. Easter comes around, buy some chocolate, be happy. And it is much more prudent, I think, to celebrate the life of someone at the end of their life than it is at the beginning. Praise the saviour's born. We didn't know he was the saviour at the time. We didn't know what the fuck he was going to do. Let's presume that he was a real person. I do think he was a real person. I just think it was exaggerated to some of the things that he could do. But surely we should have celebrated everything that he did at the end of his life when he'd done it. Otherwise, we're just talking about fortune telling, which we've all discussed on this podcast, isn't a real thing. Fuck you, Derek Acora. So, the Easter Bunny is better because it's celebrating the life of a possible deity than someone that's not done anything of worth yet. Nobody applauds a baby when it comes out of the vagina. Congratulations for everything that you might one day do. It could be the next president and lead to world peace, or it could just be a heroin addict that stabs up a 14-year-old walking home from its friend's house. No, let's wait and see what it's actually going to do before we applaud it.
Well, well done for misinterpreting what Easter is celebrating. From my recollection, Easter was about celebrating new life. But,
I thought it was about celebrating. It depends on what end you go on, because the reason that you have the Easter eggs is the Easter eggs represent the rock that was put in front of Jesus' tomb, so it celebrates the resurrection. You can't have a resurrection without death.
But also, I would definitely rather go to a birthday party than a funeral. Which is basically what Christmas is. It's a birthday party for Jesus.
I mean, is it? Because...
Yeah.
Well, I guess it is, actually. I was going to say, because you never celebrate your birthday day someone's born.
You love your birthday.
I love my birthday. Yeah. I also don't claim to be the saviour of all mankind.
No, but you've never denied it.
This is true.
He's in the fire, I should know.
You have both amongst many other people called me a martyr more than once, so...
No, birthdays are better than funerals.
But, no, they are, but they shouldn't be.
Why?
Because a funeral should be a celebration of life.
Well...
Should be a celebration of everything they accomplished, everything they meant to everybody. It should be the final homage, because let's face it, after about 60 years of being in the ground, nobody remembers you anymore. Nobody tends to your grave. And eventually the weather takes its toll on the shrine to your life and it disappears and nobody remembers you.
You know what? Do you know why I want to meet Santa? I want to ask him the best techniques for staying warm in a cold place like the Arctic tundra.
Do you know one of the lies I was told? I was told when I asked the question, and I remember believing it, how he got down houses without chimneys, and I was told he turns himself into a letter and posts himself through the letterbox, which was all well and good, apart from the fact a year prior we lived in a flat that had one of those baskets on the other side of the letterbox. And it took me over a year to make that connection in my head before I was like, hang on a sec, this doesn't quite make sense. Also, I think Christmas would be miles better if we hid the presents from the children. Or from the adults in that, Matt. Who doesn't like a treasure hunt? Orienteering.
I literally do that.
That doesn't surprise
me. You hide other people's children's presents from them.
not other people's children's, but...
Just your wife's.
Yeah,
Your wife has children.
Last Christmas, I hid my wife's Christmas present. Just gave her a clue underneath the tree so that she could go find all the other clues.
Where did you hide it and what did you get her?
I hid it in a wardrobe.
I mean, that's the answer to one question. Is the other answer not suitable?
It is suitable, but I don't want to flaunt my wealth on...
Oh, okay. that's absolutely fine. So the last thing I bought, for anybody for Easter was chocolate. I'm allowed to share that. I don't want to flaunt my wealth. What kind of an arrogant dick do you sound like? John, if you don't award me the win just for that sentence, then there's going to be hell to pay.
I'm not going to lie. I slightly sort of lost track of what was going on. Because you got very ranty and then John said, well, yeah, Easter's about rebirth.
I'm sorry.
And I was like, well, yeah, that makes sense.
I'm sorry, but I hate Christmas. And also, he didn't say it's about rebirth. He said it's about new life.
New life.
I said it's about rebirth.
Oh, God.
I just think that your view of Christmas is just pessimistic.
It's not pessimistic. I really try every year and everyone else ruins it for me.
Oh, I always have a great time.
I think the point of Christmas and the point of Easter, whatever they are, the point of Christmas has been forgotten more than the point of Easter. And if you're going to go for the religious, in fact, not even religious, because Christmas started as pagan.
I'm not asking about Christmas. I'm saying, would you rather be friends with Santa Claus? Would you rather be friends with the Easter Bunny?
I reckon friends with Santa would be more useful because he's got loads of elves that work in workshops and could help you out when stuff breaks. You'd be like, oh, my toy train doesn't work anymore. Can you help me oil the wheels? And he'd go, oh, I've got a guy who knows how to do that.
I've got a guy.
When's the last time you needed to oil the wheels on your toy train?
He's a paper pusher. Leave him alone. He's trying.
Okay, fine. I'm against the slave trade. I'd rather be... Basically, you're asking me, would I be friends with Scooby-Doo, an anthropomorphic animal, or Shaggy, but if Shaggy had a whole host of slaves that he had working round the clock to provide enough toys for the entire planet.
How do you know they're slaves?
Working those poor...
I want to meet Santa so I can ask him whether he pays them a living wage.
Okay. He doesn't.
Yeah, but how do you know?
Well, you only have to look at the world's economy. There'd be a big hole there. Is this why all these countries are in debt and no one knows to who? Because it's slowly just being siphoned away by Father Christmas.
To the North Pole.
And if so, then yeah, I'd probably want to meet him too so we can get rid of him and try and get a bit of stability back.
Oh.
I want to know what colour the Easter Bunny really is.
What colour do you think he is?
I think he's like a lilac.
See, I was going for sort of a more of a pastel yellow.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. That is quite a big mystery. That would be good to find out.
And everybody knows that Santa's suit didn't start off as red.
Started off as green.
But after he started having to kill off all of his slaves that weren't working hard enough... Eventually, it was just easier to have it as red. That's not actually fur around the ruffs and the hood. That's just snow that's got stuck to the edge.
So,
it's a popular misconception.
You're saying St. Nicholas is actually Deadpool?
Yeah, they're not elves. They're just dwarves.
It's just Ryan Reynolds in a red suit punching Warwick Davis in the face to make toys.
Essentially, except he hasn't got cancer.
Oh, I thought that we'd also get to meet Orlando Bloom.
Why?
Because he's an elf.
Okay.
Yeah, I suppose. He was not a Christmas elf. He was a bad elf.
No, you'd have been better off with Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
Or Noddy.
See, John, if you'd have said, I would want to meet Santa Claus just so I can go to see if Will Ferrell's visiting the rest of the family, I'd have given you that, but you failed a little bit there. Right.
Oh, I'm just trying to make a cultural reference.
I need close. Right. What? To what?
To elves.
Just because you like Lord of the Rings doesn't. Right, okay. I need a closing argument. I need some definitive hard sells on what are the benefits of being best buds with St. Nicholas or the Easter Bunny.
So, Scandinavian countries are supposed to be, on almost every measure, like the happiest countries in the world. They have like social democracy where, you know, they get lots of things provided for them. They've got good hospitals, they've got good schools, they've got clean streets. And I think that Lapland, where Santa lives, is in Finland. So it's obviously a very happy place. And I don't think it's a coincidence that's why they're so happy. It's because their proximity to Santa. And if I could be that happy by meeting Santa, it would be great.
My closing statement is going to be two bullet points. Number one, I always thought that Santa lived at the North Pole, the magnetic North Pole. So if he also lives at Lapland and he's such a good person, why is he lying to us about where he lives?
I mean, who told you? I think it's the parents that lied to you, not Santa specifically. When did you meet Santa?
Either way, he could easily come out and let us know. And if we're going to go into all the things that my parents have lied to me about, that is just scratching the surface.
John, you can't call him out on his closing statement. And you're opening up our wounds. Please let the man finish.
And number two, both Santa and the Easter Bunny are there, and one of the things they represent is gift giving. For better or worse, it promotes greed, but either way, they gift give. Easter Bunny, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get chocolate. And for the most part, unless you're lactose intolerant, which, okay, we'll address you in a minute, but you're going to get chocolate. Everybody's happy. With Santa, unless you've been good or bad, determines whether you get something you want or a lump of coal. And also dependent on where you live in the world and the GDP of your country and area that you live in depends how good the present is that you get. Who is he to judge us and determine what we get based on our geographical location and economical stance and relation to the rest of the world? And who is he to judge us on whether we are good or bad people?
Well,
stop calling me the fuck out on my final statement.
I wanted a concise bullet point, and this is turning into rant. I'll allow him to interject if you carry on much longer.
Okay. We should not judge each other. We should just all live happily together, which is what the Easter Bunny is out by giving us chocolate that releases endorphins to make us all happy. Close statement.
Okay, decision time. I will just lead you into a story, and then you'll probably figure out which one I've chosen. Right, so I was seven. My brother was just turning three, and it was his birthday on Easter Sunday, because his birthday's in April, and they both overlapped. So everyone was playing with him, playing with his toys, and I was just allowed to eat as much chocolate as I could fit in my body at once. So I ate almost my own body weight in chocolate. I threw up everywhere at my nan's house. And my family put me to bed, sort of about 1 o'clock, just after lunch. I woke up at 3 o'clock, came downstairs, feeling a lot better after giving myself mild chocolate poisoning, chatting to everyone. And they said, oh, did you have a good sleep? I said, yeah, you know. What's the time? Oh, I worked it out. Yeah, 2 hours. No. It wasn't 2 hours I was asleep for. It was 26 hours. I slept for a whole hour and 2 days, a whole day and 2 hours. Because I gave myself chocolate poisoning. So that's my story. But
so therefore, I gauge that as I win, because I would kill for 26 hours of sleep as a nearly 30-year-old man.
I was actually going to go to Easter Bunny anyway, because as much as, you know, I wasn't behaving very well. I was drowning my sorrows of no one talking to me by eating chocolate. No one judging me and still getting chocolate is grand. And those people that have huge budgets will just buy their kids chocolate, will buy their loved ones chocolate. People that have got no money, if they can scrape anything together, will still just buy chocolate. So it's a level playing field throughout. I didn't think that was going to be my closing belief when I started the cockfight between Christmas and Easter. But that's, that's what I'm going for. I'm going to go with Easter Bunny.
Oh, wow. I really, really thought I was fighting uphill that entire time.
You did a very good job.
Thank you. Even though I got a bit ranty because I forgot we weren't talking about Christmas. That's just a teaser for what's to come over the next month, folks. Just FYI, I am not a fan.
Oh, boy.
Just out of curiosity, John, because you are of the religious persuasion. Do you have a preference for Christmas or Easter based on the religious beliefs?
Myself? Yes. Not being Jewish, it's all about Easter and it's all about the resurrection.
Good.
But I'm also about a period of time that I can spend with my family and that doesn't cost me any annual leave.
Well, that's true, but once again, it's 2018. It depends what you do for a living, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
Anyway, I've won. I'm very happy with that. I'm going to call the episode there before they somehow manage to take it away from me. And also, I've been a bit ranty, so you've probably heard enough of at least my voice. Remember, tweet at Would J Rather, and I will send you John Without a H's direct link to his Facebook page so you can add him as a friend. This is an exclusive club available for 7 days when this goes live, so please make the most of it, and I'll, you can hear from us next week.
Please tell me this is a one-time only thing.
Oh, yeah, because I'll wait until we're really popular and then I'll give out the other Johns.
Right, I've been John, and I condone this deal.
And I've been John, and Santa Claus can go fuck himself.
And for someone who wants to meet him, I thought that that was a very, very unfair way to talk about pelvically abusing Santa. But we'll see you all next week. Ta-ra.
Bye.
I got promoted over the summer. There was an interview process and I got a new job.
Thanks for letting me know how promotions go.